Bridle Ridge Properties LLC, west of Road 275, north of Sandcastle Cove, being lot 262 within Hill Open Land in Phase 4 development. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Preston Dyer, 29460 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
And will you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Preston Dyer. I'm one of the members of Bridle Ridge. And our request is for a 5-foot variance from the front yard setback for lot 262. This is in phase 4 of Henlopen Landing. This phase has not begun construction at this point, but we do have a contract signed with a contractor to perform this work. And we are seeking this variance due to the change in market conditions and the configuration, the existing configuration of the lots. The lots were plotted some time ago. At that time, the market was primarily one where there was not a preference for the master down product. At that time, we had laid out the exterior lots, and those lots are, it's a 10,000 square foot subdivision under MR zoning. And the exterior lots are 75 feet by 133.5 feet for just over a 10,000 square foot lot. The interior lots, of which there are 17, are 55 feet by 90, I'm sorry, they're 96 feet by 104 and a half feet in total size. Again, just over 10,000 square feet. The difficulty that we are having is in order to fit the new product, which is primarily and almost exclusively master down, we only have a building envelope in the present form of 76 feet wide, and the depth is only 64.5 feet deep, and that's for all of the interior lots. The exterior lots are a 55-foot wide building envelope and 93.5 feet in depth. The amount of building space for the building envelope of the exterior lots is approximately 5,150 square feet. Unfortunately, given the configuration, the current building envelope is 4,902. So with the extra variance of the 5 feet, it would put it, the building envelope of 5,280 feet in line with the exterior lots. The extreme hardship, again, is trying to accommodate the single-story product, and many of those homes in Henlopen Landing have decks and different additions, maybe they morning rooms or sunrooms on the back, and the 64.5 feet just does not accommodate that. The practical difficulty that we also have is we have to apply, I guess, for each one of these lots, so we wanted to bring one in first to see how the board felt about this. And our desire would be to seek this on the additional 16 lots for a total of 17, so that all of the interior lots would at some point have the same setback and have continuity and uniformity in the development. Again, as I said, it's an MR subdivision. If it were an RPC or a cluster, then we would ask planning and zoning to do that, but as I understand it, this is something that, unbeknownst to us, the change in the market condition has created this hardship, and we believe that the Board of Adjustment is the proper avenue to seek this. We do not believe that this will have an adverse impact in any way. There are no existing homes located on Phase 4. As I said, the construction on that has not begun. And we would seek at some point to have the uniformity of this 5 additional feet applied to the additional lots, and we would, I guess, and I would ask Mr. Burrell if we could, in the future when we apply, if the board would be inclined to grant this variance, that we would be seeking that again for the additional 16 lots. Therefore, we respectfully request that you would act favorably upon this variance request.
Okay. You used the phrase, I think it was master down. You're referring to a master bedroom?
Yes, master bedroom on one, a single, the dominant house design that is desired would be the master bedroom down on the first floor. It would be primarily single floor living, and as you're all aware, and some time ago when this project was conceived, the dominant was the master bedroom being on the second floor. So it was a much smaller footprint that would really accommodate, you know, the ability to have two full floors. Now what you have is, in many cases, there will be a partial second floor or a loft or some additional bonus room on the second floor. But the vast majority of the homes that that are being sold today, even if they're first-time home buyers, because of the versatility of having the master bedroom down, it really is a desirable product.
Okay. When you say 5,000 square feet, that's both floors?
Yeah, the 5,000 square feet would be the building envelope. And again, the difficulty that we also have is these are extremely wide lots, but not deep. So when you add the morning room or when you add the deck to the rear of the house, it's easily accommodated within the typical outside lot, which is 93.5 feet in building envelope depth.
Do you have any photos of the houses you're talking about or contemplating?
They would be the same home. It's the same builder, and it'll be the same style house that exists within phases 1, 2, and 3. And we do have an agreement with the same builder for phase 4 that constructed the current product, and it would be in the same price range as the existing phases of 1, 2, and 3, given the fact that it's the same economics as it relates to the lots.
What would keep you from reconfiguring those 17 lots so that you wouldn't need a set 5-foot variance on each one?
The difficulty is there's not enough depth with the requirements for the roadway and the setbacks. There's no way to, even if you were to cut them to 75, if you cut the width of the lot, there still is not enough, there's no depth available.
Well, surely there'd be some way to, you know, even though I'm sure it'd be less than 17 lots.
Well, unless you, there really wouldn't be, because the if you take from road to road, there's only that amount of space in the depth.
Are the roads already installed?
The roads are under contract to be constructed. That's correct.
But they're not constructed yet.
No, they're not constructed yet.
So there could be a possibility of changing them.
Well, we would have to again go through the entire. It's an approved subdivision, and we would have to get approval from the, homeowners as well. Because it's phase 4 of an existing subdivision.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Dave?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson, no further. Mr. Mills? No. Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair?
One in the back.
One in the back? Okay, would you like to come forward, ma'am?
My name is Ruth Marietta.
No, you need to come up here, man, if you would like to speak.
And your address?
33061 East Light Drive, Henlopen Landing.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
N-O-R-I-E-G-A. Yeah, thank you.
Take the podium, please.
I'm not sure that I'm opposed to it. I'm just not understanding it. So I would like some clarification. I heard what he said about building the houses. My property is directly opposite where he's getting ready to build. So I guess I'm wondering, for the 5 feet, I saw the sign up as to...
Ma'am, if you'll direct your questions to the board,
okay,
then we will in turn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I'm wondering why there can't be an adjustment in the number of houses as opposed to requesting the variance for the 5 feet, and there's no road there at this time, and what kind of imposition is that? And I'd like to know more about the homes being built, and is this Ryan Builders? He said it would be the same builder. So I'm just trying to find out a little bit more about it.
Okay. The request is to build 5 feet closer to the road than they're allowed. That would be the request for the variance, and not just for this parcel, but all the interior lots.
But tonight's just this one.
Just this one.
And he said the 16, are they going to be included? Is that a blanket approval?
No. Okay. No. Just the
one. He's testing the waters.
Absolutely.
His dilemma, he claims, is that he can't readjust the lots because it's already been approved as a subdivision as it is. The only way to make changes to that would be to go back before another board, the Planning and Zoning Board, to get that approval. The difficulty he's claiming is that because of the roads, that limits him on depth, but not necessarily on width.
Right.
So.
There are no roads there right now. There's a road from side to side.
But there are roads on paper. There are paper roads that have been approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
In order to change those roads, he would have to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission to seek approval instead of this.
And how many houses are going in there?
17 as planned.
Okay. All right.
So what would be your position? Are you opposed to granting a variance so that this particular house, which is directly across from you, would be 5 foot closer to your home?
Exactly.
And subsequently, their intent is to apply for the other 16 as well.
Mm-hmm. I guess I have a question then. What is going to be, right now we have trees there, we have a narrow road. Are there going to be trees or some kind of natural barrier put up there? We're already kind of close in that particular area. So I need to know what's going on there that
maybe
we don't
you can
end up
out
on
to each. Us where your house is. This is the plot.
The marked one here is the property in question. So you were directly across the street? Is the sign for this hearing, is it right across from your property?
He comes in on the entrance, right?
None of these have been built yet.
Right.
And that's
where he's going.
I don't know that you could possibly live across the street because those...
This is our road that comes in.
So you're over here someplace?
Right.
Back here, which is lot 220.
Lot 220, right back
there?
Okay.
Right.
Kind of
center field. Okay. Right. Which is 10, the part, the number, it's marked 1049. Okay. So this is what he's asking for. His building line right now runs across here 75 feet,
right,
back 60 feet. He's asking for an additional
five feet
towards the road, towards Sandcastle Cove.
And what he's referred to are these, what he calls the interior lots. He's not made any requests or comments about the exterior because they have a different set of dimensions.
Right.
He's the smaller square, the ones that are more square that he's addressing.
So he's just...
So right now, he's just building the interiors.
He's only talking about adjustments to the interiors, and tonight it's just one lot.
That's one lot.
So each one of these is going to be done individually.
So we can get you on record.
I want to be on record.
That's good.
So each one of these lots are going to be requested individually.
If this is approved, that will be their intent.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be their intent.
All right.
We just need to know if you want to be on the record as opposed or not.
I'll approve.
You're in favor then?
Yes, I'll go in favor of it.
Okay.
All right.
Don, you said her lot was 1049.
It's lot number 220, but you can see, it's easier to see that it's 10, marked 1049, which is...
It's a parcel.
Parcel.
Okay, partial.
So she's way away from it then.
Yeah.
Not far. She can see it, but...
Right.
Yeah, she can see it, but it's not right across the street from it.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, is there any other opposition? Would you come forward in, sir? Be sworn in.
Robert Steinbeck, 33092 East Light Drive, Hamilton Landing, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Maybe just before you go, can you point out where you live? Do you recognize the streets and so forth?
There's a lot in question.
Well, I'm on lot 44, and I don't think it's in this.
No.
I'm in the original phase one.
Okay, so you're not even on the...
I'm not on,
you're
the
not
radar,
on this map.
But I am at Hamilton Landing.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine, sir.
In the towards the bottom right.
Yeah,
yes.
All at phase one.
See 48, 47.
All right, sir.
Okay, I'm not necessarily opposed to this or for it. I have questions, though. The original, if this is the original plan that's always been in effect, I bought one of the first 40-some lots in the plan. What makes this so different? I have a morning room, and I have a deck, and people behind me have a deck, and most of the people, probably half on my street, have a downstairs bedroom. And all I want to know is what's different about those lots, which were already approved, to have all these same type of houses on back in 2003 or 4, whenever it was originally approved. All I want to know is why is it so different now when it was originally approved, and if the economic condition hasn't changed, what's different? Why is every phase allowed to be changed for the economic conditions? And if this were really true, I guess I could go along with it, but my house has all the things he's talking about. They had always did. I was in the first phase. So all I want to know is why is this so different?
Yeah. How deep is your lot? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Okay. The... You want to come back up here? This is the site, the request. Okay. He's suggesting that if this was approved, then these other interior lots, which are only 104 feet deep this way,
mm-hmm.
would be necessary to have this variance in order to develop it with a master bedroom down. The exterior lots, he's suggesting, are deep enough to do that.
Already originally designed to have these without master bedrooms down and all these with.
That would be my assumption. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's my question. Is that why it was designed that way?
Mr. Dyer, would you like to answer that for us?
Yes. The I believe that the lot in question, Mr. Steinbeck lives on, is one of the typical lots, which is approximately 133. Feet deep. These were designed at 104 feet deep, being wider to compensate for the offset and the lack of the depth. So the answer is yes. There were the typical lots that were 133 and a half feet deep. The ones that are in this phase in the interiors were designed for a different product, which now, as we've indicated, will not fit. So that is the practical difficulty, that is present. And he is correct. On a 133-foot lot, you can fit, the morning room, the deck, and the master down. So that is the reason, and that is the difference in the two.
So in the original plan, it was for the master bedroom to be up on all 17
on
lots?
On these particular lots, that's correct.
The upstairs.
Yes, upstairs, yes. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, Ed.
Does that answer?
Yes, that answers my question. I'm not for it, and I'm not against it, so I'll be neutral. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,481 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,481 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number